Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And if y'all don't know what it is, you're going to know what it is here in a minute. I am joined by my illustrious co-host. The one and only, my homie, my Stromy, the queen of the little people, Miss 100%.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And if you want to holler at us, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 646-929-2037. So, 100.
Yes.
How you living?
I'm living good. Yeah, pretty good.
We glad to have you back.
Yeah, I know. It's been a mean journey, you know, out there stalking people and, never mind.
Yeah. Look, keep it real. And, you know, if you out there stalking somebody, just let them know.
If anybody asks, I was with y'all, okay?
You just got to get one of your subjects as an alibi. All right.
Hopefully I should have at least one, I hope.
Nah, you might have 4 or 5 stalkers. You know, see, that's the beauty of stalkers. They don't tell you they stalking you until they just keep accidentally running into you.
Okay, accidentally.
Hey, look, you know how that go. I mean, how many stories have we seen where these people just like, man, I see him. Oh, wow. You shop here too?
Right.
Oh, man, you like Jamba Juice too? Oh, you work here? Man, I shop here all the time.
It's all a coincidence until you find them in your house, like in your panty drawer and shit. Like, wait.
Oh, well, see, what had happened was I got invited in. And so I came in and I was looking for the bathroom and I accidentally came in and your panty drawer was open, so I was closing it.
And since we have so much in common, and we both like to wear panty drawers, I didn't think you would mind if I borrowed a pair.
Yeah.
Since we best friends.
Yeah. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, the weirdest thing in the world. Okay. Let's stop talking about that, because that sounds kind of silly.
Hey, shout out to all the stalkers out there. May you not be good, and may you not prosper. And think about it. The last stalker we heard about was killed. That paparazzi following homie around, end up getting hit by a car.
Right.
Don't pay the stalk.
Stalkers beware.
Yeah. I mean, if you not getting hit by cars, you may accidentally get your ass whooped somewhere. Anyway. Yeah.
For those of y'all that don't remember, don't know, or whatever, if you care to know where you can find me, where you can reach me, Miss100% at yahoo.com, Miss100% on Facebook, or @100% on Twitter.
That's it?
That's it.
That's all you got?
That's enough.
All right. Well, I guess, I mean, if you wanted to find me, I know you don't. Just Smooth Drama. whatever network, just hit Smooth Drama. I'm there. And if I ignore you, 100 told me to do it.
Great. Put it on me. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, that's what I do. You the one got 100,000 subjects. I can't, you know. You got a small army. I can't eat food with that. So
yeah,
I'm hiding behind you. So that's what it is.
100,000 big booty lovers.
You're right.
That's kind of scary.
Anyway, speaking of, remember Paris Jackson, Michael Jackson's very, very light-skinned daughter?
Yes.
With no pigment or melanin at all in her body?
Right.
Yeah. Well, she says that she wants to be hypnotized. She wants to forget and have her mind erased.
You know what? I don't blame the child. I don't blame her at all. Think of the life she's had. Like, it's pretty much been fucky so far.
Okay. So, she's 14, and she's talking about she wants a relationship with an individual taken. Does that mean that she wants money and all that other stuff erased, too?
I mean, I don't even really think that, I mean, sometimes you can go through so much that having money don't even compare to the turmoil that you're going through. Like, I mean, I would think seeing your dad laying there dead or dying, and then actually watch him take his last breath, and then have your whole family fighting over his money and not even caring about whether y'all live or your brothers and yourself live or die. I don't really think that she's thinking about the money.
I would say it'd be upsetting, but I'm thinking she would be thinking about the money if she didn't have money.
Yeah.
See, it's real easy to not think about the money when you're a millionaire, as opposed to when you're a thousandaire.
Yeah.
You.
So think about this, though. Really, the whole thing is about the money. So really, okay, there's money there to take care of them and money there for when they get a certain age. But right now, she doesn't have it. It's in the control. It's in the hands of other people. So
okay.
That means that whoever has the money controls her. And maybe that's what she's thinking. Like, yeah, there's money there, but I'm going through so much. It's like, damn the money. I just want some relief. I just want some peace in my life. I mean, think about it. This is the child that had to walk around the first half of her life with a sheet over her head.
Well, there's a lot of Klan people that walked around with sheets over their head and wasn't a problem.
Come on, man. Let's not go there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Anyway. Moving on, 100. I'm gonna ask you what I know. You are the one who specialize in apps, whatnot. I was gonna ask you because I heard about this app and I was like, this sounds like 100. There's a new iPhone app that will measure the penis and allows for the guy to know what kind of condom he would need.
You know what? When I first heard about it, I thought, what a stupid app. And then I thought about it some more. And for certain guys, this is perfect because we've all had those awkward moments where, okay, you about to get down to it. And most of the time, I don't know why, the guy never has a condom, but hold on, buddy. No glove, no love. I got one, and damn, it's a little slinky on you. You know what I mean? So with this app, you know, the guy would know exactly what he needs, and he can always be prepared in no more awkward moments. Like, you know, he would not have it all together, you know?
Yeah.
There's no need to exaggerate. This eliminates the excuse of the condom broke. Nah, bruh. You knew what size you needed. You knew you needed triple XL.
Well, this actually reminds me of a conversation had on the air a long time ago with my old co-host Butter Pecan, where she was talking about the dudes that bring magnums when they didn't need them.
Exactly.
It's like, yeah, that doesn't fit.
And I mean, think about it though. Like, if the girl has the app, you know, she can just go ahead and
embarrass the hell out of a dude.
Right. Like, come on, bro. Like, really?
That's a scary proposition for a lot of dudes out there. They're like, so what? You want to do what? She's like, well, because, you know, I want to take care of you. So I have this app so we can know what condom size you use. See, because I would just want to be the fly on the wall for the conversation and the look on homie's face when he's like, oh, well, yeah, see, because I got these. And she's like, yeah, but my app says that won't work. That one's too big for you. See, that is the conversation.
And then it's like, after that, it wouldn't be no more conversation. Like, what can he say or do? It's just like, it would be such an awkward silence, and nobody's getting none that night. Like, you can guarantee it.
Well, yeah, I mean, because once you come out on homie like that, because it's two reactions. There's the dude that's like, nah, mine fits, or mine bigger than that, or the homie that's like, well, hey, I forgot something in the car. And then you just drive off. And that's, hey, I mean, because you can't get past that. Once you done told him, you done shot him. I mean, you really shot him. It's like stabbing deep in there, and you don't even pull it out like a half an inch.
I mean, but you can always be gentle with it. You know, you can always say, you know, baby, I'm not worried about how big you are. I'm worried about, you know, if you can really handle all of this, you know?
Yeah.
It ain't the size of the boat, it's the motion in the ocean, baby.
Yeah, that's what you would say to dude, but he's still gonna try to go to the car.
Fine.
No disrespect.
Okay, so the condom app is a bad thing.
No, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying that it depends on the guy. Because, you know, there's some dudes that be like, yeah, whatever. Bam, here you go. Measure mine. And then there's some other dudes that's like, oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, hey. I forgot my bag in the car.
And then he's leaving, and you like, what the hell? See, what had happened was my mama called and needed me to take
right.
her to
the emergency. And I had to go right then and there. I couldn't avoid it. And yeah. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway. Speaking of stories and sticking to it, what's up with your boy Chris Brown? I mean, supposedly he punched your main homie, your number one singer, Frank Ocean.
Why does he have to be my homie, my number one homie?
Hey, you know, because women are friends with gay guys.
What the hell? And it's a stereotype.
No, it ain't.
Yes, it is.
First and foremost, if dudes are hanging around with a gay guy, 9 times out of 10, they are all gay or bisexual dudes. And the gay dude in the posse of heterosexual men is rare. It's very rare. I mean, I don't know too many dudes that's like, yeah, he's a ladies' man, but he's got his homosexual road dog.
I don't know either.
Right.
I don't have any male gay friends at all.
Okay.
So,
I'm just saying. Anyway.
Plenty of gay female friends, but no gay male friends whatsoever.
All right. I'm
the first female in the world. I don't know, but I don't.
Hey, well, a couple of those gay females may have been men back in the day.
Oh, God. So Chris Brown assaults Frank Ocean because...
Yeah. I don't know. He said... Ocean was on Twitter saying, I got jumped by Brown and a couple of guys. Now, I mean, I don't get it, because it's like Frank Ocean wouldn't be coming on to Rihanna because he's gay.
Right.
So I'm trying to figure what Chris Brown, I mean, because I get it with Drake. I guess Drake had, you know, tried to holler at old girl. So I got that. But Frank Ocean?
Right.
He's not trying to holler. If he's her friend, he's like, girl, let me tell you what happened to me on the road. That's their conversation.
I guess Chris Brown and Rihanna, like, they are a lot alike because Rihanna has, a lawsuit pending against her, I guess, because she was harassing and tried to assault Chris Brown's ex-girlfriend. Like, walked into her party like gangsta, like, and said, so what's up, rice cakes? You want to be all turned up? Like, Rihanna, sit the fuck down for somebody. Beat the hell out of you.
No, see, understand the pattern, though. Chris Brown jumped on Drake and Frank Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't jump on Just Ice or Sean Price. He ain't jumping on a dude that would knock him out.
Well, they ain't fucking with him. You know?
Well, they ain't messing with him because he's not messing with them. I mean, because what is the details on wanting to fight Frank Ocean?
Right, I don't know.
I mean, his claim to fame is nobody knows who the fuck he is. He come out with an album. He's like, yeah, I'm gay. Okay, that didn't work. I'm going to retire and do movies after this album. Okay, nobody cares. Still crickets. Now he's come out. He's attacked by Chris Brown.
Now all of a sudden, he's relevant. Because now it's a hate crime. Because he's gay and Chris Brown beat him up. Mm.
If it's a real thing.
That's what I'm saying. It's a publicity stunt. It makes no sense. Like, I can see if he went up there and rubbed on Chris Brown's booty or something, and then Chris Brown beat the shit out of him, or, you know what I'm saying, said something out of the way, and Chris Brown just lost it and punched him or something, or bit him. I don't know.
All right. See, you shouldn't even have done that. I can't even. We just, after you said that, we going to go on break here. We going on break. This is Marvin Gaye. Come get to this. We going old school.
Thank you. Together you got smooth drummer.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I'm Miss 100% Queen of the Blue People, and that was Marvin Gaye. Come get to this.
Yeah. All right. We motivated now.
Sure. Blind show.
All right. Well, I mean, since we talking about come get to this, Kwame Harris, former NFL player, played for the 49ers, played for the Oakland Raiders. He got into a little tit for tat with his ex-boyfriend. I want to make sure I say that right. Not his regular boyfriend, it's his ex-boyfriend over soy sauce and underwear. Apparently, his boyfriend, well, not boyfriend, ex-lover, they were having lunch before he was going to take him to the airport, whatnot. And I guess he poured some soy sauce in Kwame's rice. He's like, hey, I appreciate that. And end up arguing over that, and after a while, they became so upset that he's like, you know what? I ain't even going to take you to the airport. You're going to catch a cab. And after he started taking his stuff out of the car, Harris tried to pull his pants down and accuse him of stealing his underwear.
Wow.
Yeah, that's some different. I mean, I you hear about crazy stuff, but I don't know how I'd react to. I'm eating lunch. You out there, and all of a sudden you see these grown men like, man, you got my underwear on. He's trying to take his pants down, so I guess he's gonna take his underwear off of him right there. So homie is like trying to push him away. And so Harris is holding him, and so homie punches Harris in the face like 2-3 times, and Harris is like, oh, you want to hit people, huh? Ends up punching him in the face till he hit the ground, and homie had to get his orbital bones broke, and he had to have a metal plate to repair the damage.
I guess he got his ass beat, but it's you got your ass beat over some soy sauce and some dirty drawers. Like, what the fuck? What is this?
Hey, well, first and foremost, 100, you should know why you violating another man's rice. I mean, you know, if you didn't see me pour soy sauce in my rice, You violate my space. You may know I like soy sauce in my rice, but that don't give you the right to do it.
Maybe he was just trying to be helpful.
Really?
Yeah.
So if I pour something into your food without your permission, am I being helpful?
If you know I like it.
Yeah, but still.
I happen to like soy sauce on my rice. I love it.
I do too. But it's the principles here. I mean, first, and then second, why are you trying to steal my drawers?
And I'm just wondering, it's like, okay, so when they got up that morning together and showered together and got dressed together, he didn't see him get his drawers out and put his drawers on? Like, why was that all of a sudden a big deal?
See, you always kill the momentum when I'm like, dang, I missed 100, but then you want to start painting them pictures. Why you want to add the adjectives like that?
I mean, okay.
It's too late. now, but go, you already threw it out there.
I'm just saying, it ain't like he didn't know that he had his drawers on. So it's just like, okay, so I'm pissed. I ain't taking you to the airport. I'm through with you. We already broke up. See, that's the shit right there that I be talking about. Pouring sore sauce on my rice, and I didn't tell you to. And then, as a matter of fact, I want everything back. Give me my drawers, too. And that's how the conversation went. It wasn't, oh, you got my drawers. I didn't know it. Yeah, you knew he had the drawers on. You come on now. Y'all share drawers. Knock it off. Oh, my goodness.
I
have to hot flash.
I can't. Yeah, it's just that whole sharing draws. I don't know if I'm feeling that.
I guess
for some people's terms of endearment, I know that you was in here, so I feel you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, but you can paint the, oh, they was in the shower and they got up and all this stuff. They were together and they showered together. And
I mean, that's hot, though, to me, so. mean, so, to me, that type of picture doesn't bother me, but, like, you know what I'm saying? The boys in the same space and, like, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's like y'all sharing draws. Like, it's just, can y'all have some type of privacy? Like, come on now.
And shit, okay, they can shower together, but they can't share draws.
But, okay, so
that's where we at.
Maybe it was just like, you know, an impromptu thing and, you know, oh, shoot, I need an extra pair of draws. Oh, here you go, baby, I got you. But either way. Suffice it to say, he knew the dude had his drawers on. Come on, now.
You
been petty.
Right, but you have to be kind of chemically imbalanced to want to take the drawers off right then and there.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what. I heard about, which was a true story, my brother, older brother, going into the lunchroom, turning my other brother upside down, taking his shoes off and pulling his socks off of him because he told him the night before, don't wear my fucking socks.
So,
I believe he took it.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Why are you busting your peoples out?
Because it happens.
Why you busting your people? Okay, now you done caused your brother some trauma for no reason whatsoever. Why you won't bring that up? That shit wasn't funny.
He the one that told me about it.
But he told you that in confidence. He didn't call in on the show like, hey, I want to tell y'all
the whole damn school saw it in the cafeteria. Come on.
And I'm guessing that he wasn't happy about that. I don't think anybody is happy about that.
The part I'm trying to focus on is that, yeah, I can see him saying, man, I'm pissed off. Take my drawers off. I can see it.
All right. But I can't see the whole, I'm going to pull your pants down and take my drawers in public. That's a tad bit much. He should just get charges brought up because he tried to pull his pants down in public. that was it. I was on his side till we got to the, yo, you pulled his pants down, really? Anyway, moving on. We're gonna go to some other stuff that don't make sense, like Amazon announcing lower profits despite an increase in revenues.
So they said that we made less money even though we brought in more money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they went from 17.43 billion to 21.27 billion, which is a jump of 22%. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, when you make more money, that means you are broker, according to Amazon. They,
I don't know what kind of damn math they doing, but they need to find them a new accountant.
Really? No, they using that bailout money math. Yeah, we made billions of dollars, but we, I don't know, man. It's, we got nothing.
Yeah.
Bail us out, please.
Remember the city clerk, and they were saying that they were broken. We did a story on them. They were saying that they were broke, and then all of a sudden they found all this millions of dollars hidden in different accounts and stuff. Some lowly little accountant, lowly little bookkeeper ended up finding all that missing money. Oh, God has blessed us. Nah, bro.
Right. Yeah, God didn't bless you. Y'all just was trying to hide this money.
Yeah, and that's the way of money in different accounts.
Right. Yeah. I'm guessing that employee don't work there no more.
Okay.
It's like,
you're right. Hurt. Yeah. So I guess this is kind of the same thing. Yeah, we might have made more money, but we really don't have more money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Happens to me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow, man, last year I made double what I made the year before, but I'm so broke. Anyway, not going to try to figure that out. Just like, I'm not going to. People, I'm an advocate of social media interacting, but not an advocate of people putting all their personal business. You know how people, they post all day. They just post, yeah, scratching my nuts at Starbucks. Yeah, scratching my nuts in Wendy's.
Right.
Yeah, oh, my vagina hurt at Jamba Juice.
So why does guy post on Facebook, yeah, I just used my new dildo. It was great. And I'm like, okay, like, are you serious? Did you really just post that, dude? Like, okay.
Yeah, well, because people are stupid. Like this woman who posed with the penis straw and posted it on Twitter and ended up getting fired.
I don't understand that, though. Like, It's a picture. Like, what does that have to do with it? She worked for a Christian organization or some type of charitable organization where it's frowned upon to have a life outside of work, or,
well, you know, it's everybody's a hypocrite. They want you to do it when nobody's looking.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody sees it, and it depends on if your manager or whatnot likes you.
Right.
So, I mean, obviously, if management don't like you, if you took a picture of yourself plucking a booger out your nose, bam, it's over. that's unprofessional. You cannot be plucking boogers on Facebook. And
then I know many of them bosses that ought to be fired because they be in those offices scratching their asses and everything. That's why they want all them damn blinds up on their windows and stuff. They be in there with no pants on, doing all kinds of stuff. The room be hot, smelling like buck juice. Just, ugh. Well, and they doing all kinds of things. But,
well, can I say the nastiest place probably in all the offices are right underneath the desk?
Yes.
Yeah, who knows what's from boogers to whatever. Just,
are you obsessed with boogers?
Well, I'm just saying. Because you know it's what's happening. They're like, hey, ain't nobody. Bam. I got to somewhere. I'm just saying.
Right. Anyway, but yeah, to, you get fired for having taking a picture with a penis straw, like, okay, so now it's wrong to like penis?
Well, I like mine. I don't know about anybody else speaking about liking penis.
I was going to say everybody likes penis. Like, if you got a penis, you like it because you like your own.
That's not true.
You don't want it to go away. Like, okay, it's either that one or nothing, so you have to like it. You can't get around it. And then if you like penis, like if you're gay, you like penis. If you're a woman, you like penis. So everybody likes penis. So I don't understand why a person would get fired for a penis straw. What do they have against penis?
Yep.
Did I say penis too many times in that last sentence?
Well, people may have become uncomfortable with your penis talk.
Nah, too bad.
People are afraid of penis.
That's all right.
Penis in public.
Next Tuesday, I'm going to do a whole show on penis.
You're going to do a whole show on penis?
Every topic is going to have something to do with penis.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Just so we can support this lady that got fired for having a penis draw, we are leading a campaign against penis haters. How about that?
Mark it down, y'all. It's a special event. Next Tuesday, we are coming out with the penis. Well, we actually have a guest next Tuesday, but
if the guest can join in, because
guest can join in.
Penis too. I told you I'm having a hot flash.
I see that. February is not Black History Month. It is Black Penis Month. Anyway, we get to be really, really black and talk about penis at the same time.
Right. Since they think that's all black women, it's good for all black women care about is sex, 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 or dick, dick, dick. Okay, fine. Why not? Yeah. It'll be a momentous occasion.
Penis. Because that's what you do. When you're sleeping, you're like, penis. Penis.
Oh, my God. Next.
Oh, my God. Anyway. Now, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I think you count as a conspiracy theorist, too. You didn't used to be, but I guess you've been hanging around me too long.
Right.
You didn't fell into the trap. In Wichita, Kansas, the Wichita, Kansas police said that there are mice that chewed through bags of marijuana that was kept in the police storage facility.
Huh.
Yeah. They saying that they have mice that are stoners.
So the mice didn't eat anything but the weed.
Yeah.
Okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's some rats, all right. But I don't know if they necessarily the kind with the long tails and the four legs. And a little pink nose, I think it might be some walking upright.
Well, according to some people who are in the Nation of Islam, pigs are rat and dog put together.
Put together.
Yeah. So.
I've heard that.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I believe that the marijuana that's missing was eaten by rats. No.
That's funny, because one day you go in there to put something in or to take something out, and you notice that there's weed there, then the next day it's all gone. Oh, mice came in overnight, ate all the weed and only the weed, and that was it, and they haven't been back to eat anything else.
Well, it said that the packages were tampered with. Cause that's what rats do. They eat through plastic to eat weed. Cause it's been documented fact all over the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Those stoner rats for marijuana. Forget the homegirls that mom's for marijuana. These are rats for marijuana.
Yeah, I mean, a way to test it is if, you know, they go to the break room and the rats is just lazy, but like the rats won't run away from them.
Right.
They ate too much for being so high.
Well, I mean, but that was my whole point. I'm like, wouldn't the rats have just been laying there? Just eating? I mean, because if they ate the weed, if it has the same effects on them, because, you know, they always experimenting on rats.
Mm-hmm.
For humans anyway, wouldn't the rats not been just chilling? Like, hey, you know what's up?
Like, what's that?
Yeah, I did it. What you going to do? I ain't moving. You going to have to come and squash me by your hand. Anyway.
Wow.
Wichita, Kansas police. Yeah. Y'all know y'all perpetrating. You out there selling that good. I'm trying to eat. Anyway, we gonna go on break on that one. This goes out to the homies in Wichita, Kansas. This is Mabel Brown. Your good thing is about to end.
Ladies and gentlemen. gentlemen. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. S, the N-word. I'm Miss 100% Queen of the Little People, and that was Miss Mabel Brown. Your good thing is about to come to an end.
That's right. If you out there tripping, you know what's coming.
Yeah.
It actually came to this doctor in Newport Beach, California. His retired barber came into this urologist examination room, and he was angry about his incontinence after recent surgery, and he shot him multiple times.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he was plagued by his prostate problem, and he was upset that the surgery had him run to the bathroom constantly. It's like, and I mean, homie was 52 years old. It's like that. It's kind of what happened. No, I'm sorry. The guy, Stanwood Fred Elkins, was 75.
That's the patient.
Yeah, that's the guy who came through shooting. And I'm like, at 75, that kind of happens. I mean, you know, you have prostate issues. You're older. You don't have the control of the muscles like you used to. That's why older folks wear diapers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unfortunate that you start off in diapers and you end up in them, but still there's some quality of life. So, I don't know. I don't want to make a joke or light of it.
One thing that I noticed from personal experience as well is other people, talking to other people, these surgeons and doctors, they are not being held accountable for the mistakes that they make during surgeries. And even aftercare, you have a responsibility if a patient comes to you and you say that you can help them and you take them on as a patient, you took the Hippocratic oath to take care of that person. But then when you have a surgery and then you have to have another surgery and have to have another surgery and you're having all of these symptoms and you're asking the doctor to help you and it just seems like everything keeps getting worse, nothing is helping, and then the doctor is like basically like, oh, well, you know, the doctor, remember the woman whose womb was set on fire? Because the doctor knocked over some type of solution and he set her on fire during a C-section and he wasn't even held accountable for that. Like, he gave her third-degree burns on her inside. And it was like, oh, well, it was an accident. He shouldn't be held accountable for it. That's why it's called an accident. Yeah, he might not have done it on purpose, but he is responsible. So I don't understand a man killing somebody over it, but I can understand a lot of people's frustration with not getting the proper care, especially aftercare, like after you have a surgery. It's so much. You're dealing with so much mentally and physically. And then it's like, okay, I'm not right, and you're not trying to make me whole.
There's been several. I mean, we've joked about it, like the guy who got his penis cut off.
Mm-hmm.
He went, remember the guy in Kentucky?
Right.
He went to sleep, got the penis cut off,
mm-hmm.
and he sues the doctor, but he loses. I mean, that's kind of what happens. It's like you were saying that, We got a healthcare system where the doctors aren't liable if they cause an accident. But last time I checked, it's mandatory for us to have insurance.
Right.
And if we don't have insurance, we go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to pay that deductible when and if we have an accident and it's our fault.
Right.
And so there should be some provision where, especially when you're talking about people's lives and the quality of people's lives,
right,
is at stake,
right,
in these situations. So to say that doctors aren't liable and they shouldn't have to pay whatever insurance,
yeah,
and take fault in
and
what they did.
I guess the biggest thing that pisses me off about it is they will settle out of court really quickly when it comes to frivolous lawsuits. But when it's lawsuits that are, the claims are legitimate, they get nothing. It's like, you're not going to make me whole after you caused me all this pain and suffering. It's really crazy. Like, I wish I could go more into it, but for the sake of time, I can't. But it's, yeah, this healthcare system and the doctors and the pharmaceutical companies, they're all in bed with each other. Like I've said a million times, sickness is a business. Illness is a business. They don't want you to be whole. They don't want you to be healthy.
Well, sickness is an orgy. It's a healthcare industry orgy. And
right,
they're all getting a little piece of each other.
That's what I said. They in the bed together. They all here.
Yeah, making it happen.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes, sir.
speaking of making it happen, as you know, since we got Saddam Hussein, we got Osama bin Laden, we've killed the number two guy for Al Qaeda about 81
times.
Yeah. We got him. We even got the number one guy for Al Qaeda one time last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, now they're like, you see it in the news. Oh, Syria, they have a civil war. They're being destroyed. We must step in. Egypt, the army warns of Egypt's collapse. Oh my God, we can't allow that to happen. We must step in. Israel boycotts the UN Rights Council because they're being investigated. They're like, yeah, we killing people over in the West Bank, and y'all investigating it. Fuck y'all.
What's killing me is that they're investigating Israel, but they're not investigating anyone else. It's like, okay, that's because everybody else is doing it in plain sight. Israel is hiding it. But
no, they ain't hiding it. They straight up like, hey, you in the West Bank, we gonna drop some bombs. I mean, I have not been alive a year where I have not, as being quote unquote grown and understand the news,
mm-hmm,
where Israel has not dropped a bomb in the West Bank.
And I was gonna say the same thing, like what you said, Syria and Egypt and Israel. These places and countries or whatever you want to call them, they have been fighting against one another for thousands of years. It's not like it just started. Like, it's never going to end. And I don't understand why the U.S. feel like, oh, we're strong enough, we're big, bad United States, we can help everybody, when you can't even feed people here and clothe people and house people in your own country.
Well,
you're not even willing to help your own people. How then are you going to stand up and say, yeah, we're going to fight for these people, we're going to help them out? You can't even help your own self.
Well, I think there's a movie that I've watched, and I watch it over and over again. It's my Dick Gregory. I can watch movies over and over again, get something out. There's the Sherlock Holmes movie, the Game of Shadows.
Okay.
Where the Dr. Moriarty, he talks about how, yeah, war is inevitable. I just want to own the bullets and the Band-Aids.
Oh, wow.
And see, the war is inevitable. If you're the one that's involved helping, you're going to make money. Ain't no money in feeding people. The money is in the bullets.
Mm-hmm.
Like you were talking about, you got to understand, like you talking about the healthcare system. It's about the money. The money's in the re-up. Ain't right. no money in the cure.
Right.
So when we talk about re-up, internationally speaking, both sides that's fighting against each other in whatever the hell country we talking about, the money's in the re-up. Oh, you need bullets? Oh, they tripping on the other side? Dog, I got you.
Yeah.
Well, you got the same guy on the other side from this country. What? Them dudes tripping over that? Man, look. Give me what you got. I'll get you whatever you need, dog. We can't let these infidels get you. And they hype up both sides. I mean, you know, that's what they do. I mean, it ain't no different than the cops, Crimson Bloods. You got these dudes that's like, hey, what the Bloods doing? What? The Bloods got what? Man, look, you need guns? I got you, dog. I got a homie that got a homie that'll hook you up.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to the Crips on the other side. The Blood, what? The Crips did what? I mean, it's the insanity of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Hooking people up so that you can keep anarchy because there's money in anarchy.
Right. Right. You're right.
Always has been. Always will be.
Yeah.
I mean, we got Lil' Kim Jr. now who's talking about, yeah, I'm going to attack the U.S.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy that died and everybody was rolling down in the middle of the street is Cal, right?
Kim Il-sung, Jung, or whatever the hell his name is. I mean, he gets his people fired up on the other side like, hey, we got to defend ourselves against the United States. So he says that way the people ain't worried about being broke.
And hungry.
Right. It's like, oh, we got to protect ourselves from the United States. They're going to come and get us. And right. they're trying to help the people down in South Korea. Even though yeah. all of them look alike, y'all the same people, but you fighting against them.
Yeah.
Ignorant. And on that note, we going to get out of here. For Miss 100%. I am Mr. F the N-word. Please stop the ignorance. We out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drummer. Smooth.